When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz, every Wednesday at 4. We are lucky enough to be joined by Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how are we feeling?
I feel great. Good to be with you guys, Spike. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. So, I want you to think back to Sunday's game against the Cowboys. Jalen had not a good half up into that final two-minute drive and then played really well the rest of the game. What do you take away more from that game, the struggles early in the game or how he played after that?
How he played after. I mean, he's gone a long stretch without turning the ball over, taking care of the ball. And, you know, Mike is out there. He's fresh legs. He, you know, makes the play. The interception, the end zone, I mean, I see the throw. I mean, Trayvon Diggs made a great play on the ball. You never want to throw a red zone interception. Nobody wants that. Points off the board. But it didn't affect him. Like, he came back and he played great. And so, I mean, we saw Jared Goff throw 5 interceptions and they overcame that. He's got to do it sometimes. You need other guys to kind of step up. And I thought they did that. They got back on track and, you know, they ran the Cowboys out of their own gym.
Yeah, I look at what he did in that third quarter, not excusing what happened in the first half, but just looking at him in that third quarter, being able to extend plays with his legs. He found Dallas Goedert in the end zone. He found Johnny Wilson in the end zone by extending his legs. I thought his pocket presence was pretty good after the rough start there, Baldy.
I thought so, too, I mean, it's good to see it. You know, a kid like Johnny Wilson, and we all know he's a giant out there, and he found him in the back of the end zone. You know, they haven't had a chance to, you know, throw many passes his way this year. And finds a young guy like that, gets an opportunity. Everybody looks really excited about him catching it. So I'm sure the receiver room was pretty excited. But the throw to Jahan Dotson down the sideline, Ike, is a dime. I mean, there's not a whole lot of room out there. I thought, you know, they did the right thing. It bugs the hell out of me, Ike, when I see teams like Kalen Carson's a rookie out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Eagles went out and wore that kid out. He's a rookie. He's had a couple good moments out there, but he's a rookie, and they went and tested him, and, you know, they got behind him, they got in front of him. That's what you should do. You should test those guys. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, outside, you know, like you said, the rough start, I thought they looked really good.
In your film breakdown, you seen anything with Smitty? Like, just 2 catches Sunday? Is it just that, you know, one of those games the ball didn't find him? You seen anything with him out there that why he wasn't sort of more involved in the offense?
Not really, Ike. I mean, sometimes it just goes that way.
Yeah.
Like you're just out of, and it's not necessarily the game plan. They're trying to get it to the open receiver. There are certain things that, you know, Dallas Goedert is going to take. It's going to take targets away from some of these other guys. I mean, he's just that good. He's just that big. He's just, you know, a guy that seems like he's always open. So I just think it's just one of those situations where, you know, this week on, you know, Thursday night, I mean, Devontae could get 6 or 8 targets. It could all change.
Yeah.
Brian Baldinger with us. Baldy, one more question on the offense before we move to the other side of the ball. Jordan Mailata just activated for Thursday night. Can you just give some perspective as to the difference having Jordan Mailata playing as opposed to Fred Johnson?
Well, I mean, Fred's been outstanding. I mean, Fred's been awesome. There's nobody in this league that has a backup left tackle as good as Fred Johnson. Most times, there's just a big drop-off, and there hasn't been a big drop-off. The one area that Jordan has over Fred, Fred's very athletic. He's got great size. He's played himself into a big contract somewhere because he could start for 10 teams right now at left tackle to sleep. But the one area that Jordan, you know, it's hard to duplicate is just his power in the run game. And then his athletic ability when he does get downfield, out in the perimeter, toss crack, he's out. You know, I mean, his running and his ability to move is almost unmatched or unparalleled at that position.
So, on to defense. I don't think any of us saw the Eagles' defense being able to perform the way that they've performed this year. Do you think that they haven't gotten very much production out of their edge rushers. Do you think they can continue to play as well as they have with that sort of limited production they've gotten there?
I think when you go against, you know, there's a half a dozen really good offensive teams. I mean, if you don't get edge pressure against Detroit or Buffalo or some of these better teams in the league right now, you're probably going to have your way with you. So Nolan Smith is coming on a little bit. They've got him out there right now in front of Huff. They figured out Huff. He's not a linebacker. He's an edge specialist. They kind of figured that out. Josh has been really good. But generally, it's not a strength of his defense. Thankfully, they tackle really well. The linebackers have been they've been great. Zach and Nakobe have been really, really good. Quinion's been awesome. So I think they've made up for it in other areas. But, you know, they might have to rely on Quinion and Slay to hold up on the outside if they want to bring, you know, some extra pressure to get that, you know, pressure on the quarterback right now.
Mm. We don't talk enough about what I believe or who I believe is the defensive MVP of this team so far, Baldy, and that's Zach Bond and what he seemingly is doing week in and week out. I think I asked Mike Lombardi this last week about the Eagles and sort of what has been the perceived philosophy of the team and how they value the linebacker position. Zach's on the last year of his deal. I'm just wondering from your viewpoint, do you think he's earned an extension here, and do you think the Eagles will at some point re-sign him, whether it's this season or they wait till the offseason to do it? Do you think Zach Bond is going to be here long term?
Well, Ike, the last time they made this mistake, they let T.J. Edwards go to Chicago, and he just leads the team in tackles every year.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, I mean, they're from Wisconsin. They're both Badgers. You know, they're both been trained the same way. They shouldn't make that mistake because it took 3 years to go find a guy that could replace T.J. Edwards. I used to joke until this year, Ike, that the Eagles' best linebacker plays for the Bears. I give Vic and Howie a ton of credit on this because, honestly, he wasn't an inside linebacker in New Orleans. They played him off the edge.
Yeah.
They had DeMario Davis. They had Pete Warner. They had other guys. He didn't play. And so nobody really knew what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
And some, I don't know who in the organization said, this is the guy that, you know, could be our starting inside linebacker. I don't know who that was, but I give him a ton of credit for having the foresight because you can't go back and watch a lot of games in New Orleans and see Zach Bond doing what he's doing here in Philadelphia. So, but the one thing I know, Ike, is you want linebackers to go to Wisconsin. Now, not anymore because they changed the philosophy.
Yeah.
But they trained those guys,
yeah.
DJ and Herbig and Leo Chenal and Zach and TJ. Like, they trained these guys to play inside, to play outside, to play in coverage, to get depth in the drops, to blitz. Like, all the things you're seeing Zach do, that's what those guys did for about 8 straight years in a row at Wisconsin. And every one of them, every single one of them that came out, whether they were drafted or not drafted, they all became starters in the NFL.
Yep.
One final question about the defense, Baldy, is there any precedent for having two defensive backs in their rookie year, like the Eagles have with Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, being this productive this quickly at the same time for a good team? I certainly can't think of one.
Well, I mean, the Chargers are starting two rookies at corner right now, and they have the best defense in football.
Oh, well, so, then I guess, I mean, you
know. That's why we ask you.
I mean, yeah. They're starting now because of some injuries and other things,
right?
And they're holding up just fine. But, you know, I mean, these guys, well, I guess it took a couple weeks for Cooper to get in there. But, I mean, for the most part, Quinion, because of the injury and training camp, and he started against the Packers, and you're never going to get that kid out of there. I mean, the kid is just, they don't even test him anymore.
Mm.
Like, his coverage, it literally, he should be, I mean, I've watched these corners panic in coverage every single week in this league, and that kid never panics with the balls in the air. And that's a tribute to his skill, the fact that he keeps his feet underneath him. He wins with his feet. He doesn't grab. Like, they scouted him really well.
Who do you think wins this game tomorrow night, Baldy?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a really good game. I mean, last year, the first game in Philadelphia between these two teams went to overtime. I could see something close like that. The one thing I'm curious about is since Jaden got hurt against the Carolina Panthers 3 weeks ago, he's not really taken off with the football the way he did. And I don't know if it's by design or they're telling him that, but if he if he wants to go do what Jalen does every week and run, that guy is as good as anybody in this league, including Lamar, when he takes off with it. I think he needs to run tomorrow for them to be good offensively. I know McLaurin's going to go test, the rookie out there at right corner. So I think that's going to be a fun matchup to watch because McLaurin has killed the Eagles in the past. He's really hurt them, and I'm sure they're going to try to get him over the top. So that should be fun. But I think the Eagles are just further along and better in the trenches than are the Commanders right now.
All right, Baldy. We appreciate your time always, man.
Yep. All right, guys.
All right, brother.
Talk to you next week. Yep. Enjoy it.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider and also host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. So before Baldy, I proposed the idea of the Sixers trading Tyrese Maxey and their available first-round picks for Giannis were the Milwaukee Bucks to decide to move on, which I believe they will do. It does not seem like people agree with me. 215-592-9494. Eric and Fox Chase, you're on WIP.
You.
What up, Eric?
What up, E?
No, I wasn't expecting. Sorry, guys. I don't know, Spike. Baldy let you off the hook a little bit because I calmed down a little bit. But, dude, you're delusional.
How so?
How? But adding Giannis to Embiid, the Tin Man we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see how you think we're going to make a deep playoff run with Embiid this year, like, or ever.
Well, let me ask you this. Do they have a better chance of winning games with Giannis or Maxey?
With Max, I don't even care. You should be worried about the future, not now.
Well, but you can't worry about it. The only thing is now. They have Paul George, who's 34 on a max contract. They have Joel Embiid, who's 30 on a max contract. So we can worry about the future in the future. There's no future for 3 or 4 years. So the question is,
Daryl Morey screwed up.
How?
You know?
What should he have done?
We should have tried to get rid of Embiid with all the power that we had.
Okay.
And this is one of the best drafts ever, like, coming up in the last 10 years. Like,
right.
It's stopped.
Okay.
Like talking about tanks, like, they're not going anywhere.
Okay, so do they have a better chance of going somewhere with Giannis Antetokounmpo or Tyrese Maxey?
I guess so, but you're talking about getting rid of, like, the fan favorite, Maxey.
Oh,
I
mean,
the franchise.
Okay, the fan favorite who led them to a 1-6 record before he got hurt. Does it matter do you think Giannis would be a fan favorite if they traded for him?
I'm sure he would. He's one of the best players in the world still.
So would you rather have one of the best players in the world or not one of the best players in the world?
I mean, Maxey's definitely top 20 in the world. I mean,
okay,
you know,
so is there?
He's 24 years old. How old is Giannis? 31? I mean, I don't even know what we're talking about here. This is, like, crazy to me.
So do you think Maxey is ever going to be one of the 5 best players in the NBA?
Probably not.
Okay.
You know,
so you don't want to trade the 20th best player in the NBA for, like, the third?
Yeah, not at, how old's Giannis, Spike?
30 years old.
I mean, no, not now. He's 30 years old.
Okay, the Steph Curry's 36, and they have the best record in the NBA.
Do you think, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Will Embiid be lucky to play another season?
No. Embiid will play another season and a season after that.
I would say we just extended him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to.
5 more years.
I appreciate the call, Eric. Rick and Easton, you're on WIP.
The problem, like, Spike, is we get 2.5 minutes. You guys have 4 hours. One of these days, I'd love to talk to you guys for 4 hours and let the listeners vote who makes the best comments.
We'll get right on that.
Spike, I know you will.
Yeah.
Spike, and we've talked a good
time. That was Jack.
Spike, let me just say something, bud.
Mm-hmm.
You're forgetting one thing. You just talked for the first couple hours in the last couple weeks that Paul George and Embiid can't get on the court. They're not going to be on the court enough to see that front line.
So if they're not on the court, would you rather have Giannis or Maxey carrying the team?
You know what's interesting? I would love to see Giannis be on the team, but the problem is they're going to do the same thing, but if they're not going to have Embiid and George on court. You guys are hiding the fact that, and you know, what? Mike, you know this. Embiid and George already are showing you they're not going to be on the court. You said, would you like to have that front line? Let's not forget what you said earlier in your comment. You said, imagine that front line.
Yes.
You're not going to have, if they had that front line, we were guaranteed that.
There's no guarantees. Rick, there's no guarantees. Rick, there's no guarantees. Do they have a better chance to win with Tyrese Maxey or Giannis?
I don't think they're going to win with either one of them by themselves, and that's what they're going to do because you're not going to have George and Embiid. Why are you hiding that?
What are you talking about? I'm hiding it.
What are you talking about?
What I'm telling you, Rick, is that if you know that the guys aren't going to play every game, right, you need to give yourself the best chance with them there and with them not there. And if you're going to do that, Giannis gives you a better chance at both of those things than Tyrese Maxey does. He does. It's a fact.
The fact that Billy King and Larry Brown killed this team by letting them fizzle out and going with this process, that's where things fell apart. After Iverson and that team lost after winning one game and the big step over.
Yes, but there was 10 years between that and the process. So in all those years where they didn't let it fizzle out, which is what you're talking about, when they kept Andre Iguodala and Andre Miller.
Show your love team.
Yeah, all those teams, they didn't do anything specifically because they didn't let it get bad. The thing that you're complaining about is the thing that brought them back. There's no way to just keep this, always have a young star ready so you're good at another 7 years from now. And the fact of it is that Tyrese Maxey is a great player, but he is a complimentary player. That's what he is. And what I'm trying to do is deal in reality. You're dealing in the past and dealing in fiction. The reality is that Joel Embiid here, Paul George is here, Tyrese Maxey's here, the other players are here. My question is over the next 3 years, 4 years, while these guys are under contract, what gives you a better chance to win a championship? Because that is the goal. Is it Tyrese Maxey and those draft picks, or is it Giannis? And if that's all I'm asking, because this is the situation that we're in now. And if you're going to say Maxey, that's fine, but I think you're wrong.
Why would I say Giannis would be good if they're not going to have that front line you just said they were going to have?
Okay, then what they should do is just what should they just pack it up for the next 5 years?
They should just stay where they are because at least Maxey will be something for the future. Giannis is going to be done in 4 years.
What is he going to be in the future? In 5 years, he's going to be making $60 million at the 20th best player in the NBA.
Here's the problem. Let's talk about the Eagles because the Sixers is not good talk radio.
Okay, thanks. Well, wow. After you host, you can be the program director for the day.
What are you hiding? That's my big question.
I'm hiding it.
Right. You're not telling the truth.
All right. Chris and Pensock in your WIP. Come on, Chris.
Warriors come out to play. You're hiding, Spike. That dude was a weirdo.
All right. What would you do?
Dude, don't call back, man. They don't need your ratings.
Yeah, I would love for him to call back.
They're horrible.
All right.
They're horrible.
I would love for him to call back.
So would I to laugh at him again and again and again.
I told
Ike when we drafted the kid when you were up in New York, flat out loved him, followed him. I was pretty degenerate in college basketball and football.
You're talking about Are you talking about McCain now?
No, he's talking about Maxey.
Maxey. Yeah.
He would have been a lottery pick. I truly believe that if it wasn't for COVID. But let me tell you something. And I know it's a small sample size, but he's the same mannerisms as him. So if I can get just a step down from Maxey with McCain – but McClay, I do it in a heartbeat because I don't think he's going to be far. I think they're a similar player with a similar skill set. That kid got such a smooth shot. Just in little spurts. You see him? That kid ain't fear. He's stronger than his build.
He's got stones too, Chris. He's got stones.
He got stones.
He does have stones.
I'm not going to besmirch him. I don't have anything bad to say. I'm just saying he's not Maxey.
I know he's not Maxey, but they put it this way. Put it this way, you'll like this one because you'd like my weirdo analogies. So say you're single and you got a really good-looking blonde, right?
Yeah.
But now brunette comes down to the club, and she he might not be have the nicest the nicest teeth as that one, but now she cooks clean. She doesn't talk back, and she got your brand new Corvette.
I gotta tell you, Chris. I know you don't know this, but teeth is a teeth is a deal breaker. Yeah, teeth is a deal breaker. Your chiclets got to be right, man. Your chiclets got to be right.
Midline, Midline snapping in the night.
Okay, then make sure they have that done. Then okay, that's cool.
Just on your car, little sponsorship, you get a little good to launch.
You're right. Yeah,
and she cooks for you. She rubs your back. You got your slippers. Yeah, you got to do it.
Here's what I think. I look at.
And I love Maxie.
Listen, I think Maxie has all NBA potential. Not first team, but if you're telling me, can he be a third team all NBA player where he's one of the top six guards, top eight guards in the league? That's where I think Maxie is at. He is still young with a lot of room to still grow as a player. And so I'm not sitting here saying he could be like he's going to lead you to a championship. I don't believe that.
Right.
So you're still going to need the other pieces to build around him. And Jack brought this up earlier about Giannis. I think there's no question about the talent of Giannis, but you do have to wonder, how does that fit next to Joel Embiid?
Yes.
Yeah, but guess what? Like, who cares? We don't care how anything fits anyway.
Right. It's not a bad point.
You send our guys out from the Sixers to go get a bread. They like your kids. Here's $10, Elijah. Go out and get milk. And a loaf of bread. He comes back with Pop Rocks, and Milky Way, a shake. That's what the Sixers do. I don't get pissed no more because that's what they do, man. If you have a dog and it's a great dog because we're all animal lovers, but the dog once in a while chews like a pillow, you don't get rid of the dog. You go out and buy another pillow.
That is right? The truth.
Oh wow, you come with all types of analogies.
Yes, I got the women and dogs and that. Gonna get us into trouble.
Yeah, I got Boxer, American Bulldog. I got an exotic bully. Yeah, man, I like them better than my family. Are you kidding me? Lagers with the one, with Harper, he drinks
Spike
lagers.
Spike and I can't say that on the air.
Yeah, can't say it.
We might feel the same way.
Yeah, but trust me, Chris.
I got the wallet. They need my wallet. It ain't going nowhere. I tell them all the time, jump in over a ride, go land where you're landing, bring the ride back because I paid for that too, and the luggage. I love you, but I don't need to like you.
Chris, get out.
He's out of control, man.
By the way, both my wife and I would privately vote for the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They would definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, come on. And I don't doubt that Maxie could be a third-team All-NBA guard, but when you start getting to that, that's when you start, you know, DeMar DeRozan has been All-NBA.
Sure.
Drew Holiday on the right year could be All-NBA.
Sure.
So I agree with you, but that also...
I think the biggest thing that will worry me is the fit.
Yes.
Yeah, is the fit.
He would also crumble here with the media coverage. I mean, he could barely handle Milwaukee. The guy said that, would you consider the season a failure? And he did a whole thing about how
you can leave.
There's no failure. We made it here.
Oh, yeah, remember that? Well, yeah, he wouldn't be able to roll that quote out. Yeah. Once he gets a load of us.
Yeah,
94
well, you know
WIP. Yeah, he wouldn't be able to roll anything like that out there.
You know what? A lot of athletes roll out the wrong quotes in Philadelphia and survive. So
you imagine Doc giving him advice when he leaves?
Oh, man. You know what, Giannis? Do not take any advice from Doc. Doc should shut up. So we have we got to do the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings next. Mm. And I think we have an important message for all of the
so-called
combatants. Yeah.
So-called insiders.
Yeah, the so-called journalists and the so-called insiders. We're going to have to lay down the law next with the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.